Side B. Practice Paper 6, Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the passage below and then answer questions 1 through 6. New idea. Each December, the New York Times Magazine looks back at the year through an unusual lens. Ideas. They send out a team of researchers and reporters to investigate the latest thinking in every subject imaginable and to bring back the most innovative, intriguing, and promising ideas they can find. Here is one example. Billboards that know you. Does it sometimes seem as if the billboards you pass on your daily commute are targeted to appeal to people exactly like you? Well, depending on where you drive, it could be that the billboards are listening in on your car radio as you drive past. Using a specially equipped dish manufactured by MobileTrack, a Phoenix company, advertisers are now able to detect which radio station drivers are listening to, and then alter the messages on their electronic billboards to match the kind of people that listen to those particular stations. There are only a handful of these responsive signs in operation so far. Smart Sign Media, based in Sacramento, California, is using MobileTrack technology on 5 billboards in California. One of these specially equipped dishes is set up near Future Ford, a company that sells cars and trucks. It is located along Highway I-80 in Roseville, California. Using the information collected by MobileTrack dish device, Future Ford knows that on weekdays, Highway I-80 carries a lot of drivers who listen to country and western stations. That's when Future Ford advertises their Ford F-150, a popular pickup truck. Evening drivers tend to listen to talk programs and adult contemporary music, so the advertisements on the billboards change to Tauruses and Escorts, 2 types of Ford family cars. Right now, the MobileTrack device works by picking up a sampling of passing radios and then calculates patterns of listeners. The technology is improving and becoming faster. MobileTrack plans to introduce a digital version next year, and when it does, the billboards will be able to react almost instantly to the demographic patterns of drivers in the area, switching the ads it displays to target drivers even more precisely. Footnote: 2 types of Ford family cars that are considered middle-class cars, whereas a pickup truck would be driven by a person who has large loads to transport, such as industrial, agricultural, or dairy products. These people would be more lower middle working class.
Questions. Answer questions 1 through 6 according to the context of the passage. 1. Line 4 says, here is one example. What is billboards that know you an example of? 2. A. What exactly is the new technology described in the text? Complete the sentence. It is a. B. What is the technology used for? 3. According to the passage, where can this new device be found? 1. In Phoenix. 2. All over the United States. 3. In 5 different states. 4. Only in California. 4. How do the people at Future Ford decide which type of car to advertise on the billboard? Complete the following. Time of day. Daytime. Type of music. Suitable car. 5. MobileTrack is planning to improve its technology. Copy two phrases that tell how the future device will be better than the one used today. A. B. 6. Give a subtitle for each paragraph. Lines 1 through 5. Subtitle. 6 through 13. Billboards that know you. 14 through 25. 26 through 31. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You're about to hear the text spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first reading. Answer the questions according to the context of the passage you have just heard. Fill in the correct answer or circle the number of the most suitable answer given. Mona Lisa. 1. Complete the following. Do not use more than 5 words. A. Mona Lisa is by Leonardo da Vinci. B. La Gioconda is for the same painting. 2. Which 3 of the following statements are true according to the information you have just heard? A. Leonardo lived and painted during the Renaissance. B. Leonardo was not only an artist, but also a scientist. C. The Mona Lisa is used as a background in Da Vinci's painting. D. The Mona Lisa was painted in the Louvre in Paris. E. Before he started a painting, Leonardo conducted some research. F. Sfumato is a technique which makes the details of the painting more lively. 3. The landscape in Leonardo's painting is 1. Darker because he wanted to highlight Mona Lisa's face. 2. Smaller because in real life distant objects look smaller. 3. Blurred because the painter had vision problems. 4. Enigmatic because the outlines are blurred. 4. Complete the following. When Leonardo used the sfumato effect, he was actually imitating. 5. When we look at distant objects, 1. They often look clearer than close ones. 2. They appear blurred because the air prevents us from seeing the outlines. 3. We apply the sfumato effect. 4. We can give them many different interpretations. 6. What is still unknown about the Mona Lisa? 1. The names of the woman and the painter. 2. When and where it was painted. 3. Why the landscape is blurred. 4. Who the woman was and why she is smiling. 7. You have just listened to 1. A radio program about Leonardo's Mona Lisa. 2. An interview with a tour guide at the Louvre. 3. A tour guide speaking to a group of tourists. 4. A speech delivered by an art critic.